probably are.
A lot to do. Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. Although my daughter was like, Mom, I got sand all over me.
Oh, God.
Well, the maintenance guy was blowing it this morning. Trying to blow the loose stuff just off the tops of the bricks. But it's nice. It adds some color over there. It really looks inviting now. We should think about maybe in a year or so doing some more landscaping or potted plants or something. The only thing with potted plants is hurricane season.
But they're really heavy. You can make them real heavy.
It would be nice if we could put
our spa. We avoided this.
They sure did a nice job though, and it was nice that they brought it out to the
sidewalk. They seem to think they have a spa.
Well, they were even there. They were there Father's Day there. They were there all week. I was surprised. I was really surprised because I didn't think that they would be back till Monday. And they worked, I think they started either Thursday or Friday. They worked Saturday. They worked Sunday. I think Sunday we finished up.
I'll tell you.
I don't think it's good.
I don't think this will be.
It's about 2 minutes till.
I have 6 minutes there.
Three after.
I got after.
Boy, we're all different, aren't we? Oh, you know what? Yeah, I've got three after on my cell phone.
Cut this down, this is for the spa that we don't have. If you're gonna
it's good because you have to pay for it because it was part in parcel, so you always have to pay for it.
Even if we don't have it?
You don't have it, but you still you have a
fixture, but right, a planter now.
They'll work on it and try to get rid of it for me this year, but it's in the Broward County papers that you have a spa. How long ago did you get rid of the spa?
Years. I mean, I've been here since 98.
They have a new inspector, Broward County inspector, and so they probably went through all the records and they're getting everybody, because where we live, we didn't pay one like 2 years ago and they got us through everything.
Okay.
We're gonna start. Okay, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. It's 7:06. You ready, Sherry? I'm gonna certify that we have a quorum with Terry absent. Do I have a motion for the minutes?
I move that we waive the reading of the previous minutes.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
First order is to document Greg Moore's resignation. And we had a nomination of Terry Stuglis to become our president, which was accepted. And can Sherry, can you enter the voting results in the minutes?
Yes, it was unanimously passed.
That's correct. And Sherry Bernhard was nominated to be secretary. She accepted. That passed unanimously. That leaves a position open on the board. Actually, there was a vice president position open. Dan, are you interested in being a vice president?
I'd have to find out what's entailed in being
vice. Really not anything more than, it just needs you to fill in.
Yeah, that's all we did.
Signing checks.
I could sign you a check.
You did it, whatever. You could have, though.
You have to think about it, okay. Okay, then Dan will remain a director. We have an open position, and Mr. Yance is here and has expressed interest in becoming a member of the board. Therefore, do I have a motion?
First, did you say that you would be?
He would be?
I'm going to consider the vice president.
Think about it.
Well, we do have an opening at this point. So I would like to move that, how would you spell your name?
J-E-M-S. My last name is Skar, S-K-A-A-R.
Oh, you're an Italian fellow.
So I'm born in Oslo, Norway.
I was going to say, that's easy.
My first name is pronounced Yems.
Yes.
These guys have pretty cool names over there.
Thank you.
So I would like to nominate Yems Skar to the open position.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Director.
Mr. Director.
He's like a nice guy.
Aye.
Aye.
Passed. Welcome aboard. Congratulations.
I just need your contact information on the back of your stuff. I don't need to get all of
your
email and your email address.
Okay. Put you over. Next item is, we had pavers installed at the pool, and we need the document that we voted for it, because that was done through email. So, Sherry, can you enter into the minutes that we passed that?
Right.
I think that was also unanimous. On to old business. First item is update on existing violations.
Oh, that wasn't old business?
No, actually that was before the documentation of the pool. That was part of a vote, that's why.
Okay.
It came before old business. It was part of the...
Just a second.
Can we move on to existing violations? Is there anything we need to discuss?
Terry wrote that email where what she wanted to know update-wise on the ones that are at the attorney. Do we know anything beyond the one, the mediation one?
No.
Remember the one she wrote about?
Yes. Don't know anything.
Jane, do you remember that email? About, it was maybe like a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
I don't think, Michael didn't get back to me on anything.
Okay.
So.
Because you would have sent it on to us.
What is this about?
His response.
Just anything.
There were about, what, six or eight?
That were still
that we didn't know what the status was.
Are we talking about AR or the violations?
Ask the attorney.
That was the violations. He didn't get back to me on anything that he had, so there was no. He said that if he hadn't reported to us, then there were no changes. And then, as far as the AR goes, he was preparing money that was coming out of escrow because a couple people had paid.
Okay.
Okay. So, should I say there were 6 to 8 accounts of violation at the attorney?
There's just no updates.
No, there was just 6 to 8 that we were questioning what was the status on them with Chapnick.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember exactly how many, but it was around that number.
But no information was, there was no information about this?
No.
No, there's no update.
He hasn't updated us on it yet, as of yet. That we need to talk about.
Okay, I received. Have you logged onto the website, the one that you maintain? Because there was a message on there from Robin.
No, I have not reached that.
Okay, well, there was a message. Did anyone else see it?
Today?
No, not today. Yeah, it was from Robin. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
I don't think she had seen it. She mentioned this was the girl who was going to do her roof, but she had received a letter, a second notice, but she had claimed she had notified you that her roofer couldn't come out because he was injured. And now she claims she's received a final notice.
But she already had a roof done yesterday or
right.
today. Yeah,
so
she called my office.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, and I put it, I know,
Robin.
I noted it.
You noted it?
On my.
Is she on here though?
Yes, she is.
Last one.
There it is.
Mark it
done.
Just
okay.
Towards the back.
Yes. Oh, pressure please.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant she
and
was
then,
getting it re-tiled.
Yeah, it was supposed to be done on the 19th.
Okay.
So she
told me that. She called you and said it was done?
She called me in the morning and told me it was supposed to be done on, completed on the 19th, which was
we'll
yesterday.
We'll double check
okay.
it.
So.
We'll double check it when we do the walkthrough.
Right. She's just mad she's getting notice and she's supposedly done the work, so. Okay, anything else on violations from anybody? No?
Oh.
Are you okay, Sherry? Wait a minute.
Okay,
I'll wait up.
I feel like I'm jumping around a little bit here. So.
Okay.
That was violations, which is under old business?
Yeah.
Yes.
Update existing violations.
The first thing, well, I don't know if it's
yeah,
the
it
first
is.
Thing listed in your setup there.
All right.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the Master Association update, which I'll give.
Is it also under old business?
Yes, it is. We had a meeting on June 6th, which was a couple weeks ago. And at that meeting, we reviewed contracts. And if I could go over a few of them, because then we'll know when our vendors are coming out, because some of the properties always want to know when the vendors are coming. So. The first one is all county irrigation. They take care of the sprinklers out front. And they're supposed to come out the second Tuesday of every month.
Oh, to do a wet check?
To check the sprinklers out front.
In the common area.
In the common area.
But we don't know what time of the day.
We don't know,
right?
No. We just know the second Tuesday of every month. The next one is Allstate Resource Management.
Which one?
Allstate.
Allstate.
Resource Management. They take care of the lakes. And they're supposed to come out the first week of the month. A guy usually has a boat. He does a lake treatment.
First Monday?
First week of the month.
First week, just the first week.
Just the first week. We don't know the exact day on that one. Just the first week. The next contract is called Power Pressure. And they're supposed to come out the third week of each month. They pressure clean the sidewalks out front.
Third week of each month? Every month?
Every month.
Every month. That is correct.
They don't look like they're being done.
No.
That's what I was going to bring up next.
That's just the common area.
Yeah, just the common area out front. You're not doing the sprinklers up front, are you?
Yeah.
That's, that there's powers, right? I just want to make sure.
Robert, you're going to bring that up to them?
Yes.
Okay.
Need to.
And at the next, meeting?
Yeah, the next meeting is in September 6th. It's in 3 months. We're taking a break for the summer.
Okay.
But I need to discuss, at the July meeting of last year, the meeting before that, we wanted to take over our landscaping and have Potters do it. But we've been reviewing the contracts of the master, so I needed to ask the board if we want the master to take over the landscaping of our front or if we want to stay with Potters, because we're reviewing all the contracts.
And we're already paying.
Yeah, we're paying. So we're paying them to do the front right now, but the contracts are coming up. And our estimate last year when we brought this up was about $300 is what our portion of it was to do our part of the master. But we told them, don't do our front anymore.
Right,
because
they were botching it up.
But we really didn't have time. Well, Greg wanted, she complained to them, and then, you know, very soon she said, you know, we don't want you anymore.
Is it $300 per month?
No, it's, yeah, it would, our share of it is $300, just for the landscaping.
Just for the landscaping, $300 a month.
We're paying that still.
We're paying them.
Yes.
We're paying them still.
Okay.
Remember, because
yes.
We were going to stop
sure
paying them.
A month, but not a year.
No, it's
no,
a month. It's
so
month.
We need it reduced.
Well, that depends. That's depending. I mean, if we, the budget for the landscaping is going to go up because we're taking on the colonnades. The colonnades was getting a bad deal. They were only having a little grass strip. Now they're going to have the front of their community done and some hedges. So the landscaping bill, the total landscaping is going to go $500 to $3,750. That's per month to do the
for
master.
All of it.
For all of us. We all pay into it. So the thing we have to say now is, do I tell them, yes, we'll let the master cut our front, which is lawn and landscape plus, or I say no, and I try to tell them, you know, to reduce it by $300.
Because technically right now we're paying.
We're paying.
And we're paying
no,
that's
the,
correct.
We have $1,700
$1,663, yes.
$300 of that could come back to us.
But the contracts, we can't get out of it until the next contracts come up, which is in November.
November.
Yes.
All right. Well, I would like to move that. We need to get them to renegotiate that.
But that won't happen in November, you're saying?
Yeah. Like I could go to them and say, we don't want them to do it, but then, yeah, I could ask if we can take off the $300, but we're still going to pay.
Well, until then, I think we should let them do it and then just bug them when they're not.
Okay.
In other words, let's go ahead and say, yes, do ours now and make sure you do it, because if you don't, we're going to bug you.
Right.
And then in November, say, we don't want you to do it anymore if you'll take off the $300.
But
we also have a contract with Potters.
Right.
We can't just take
$300 off of the contract. Right. Of Potters' contract.
Right. Because that is in there.
We have a contract.
And they're doing a good job.
Except they haven't been here for 14 days. I don't know where they are.
I talked to her. She said they were here on the 7th. They were supposed to be here today, but because of the rain, they're 3 days behind. They'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I figured they were being late. I figured that's what was going on.
So we're double paying.
Well, we knew that.
We have been.
We have been.
For a year.
For about a year.
Right. We were already in this.
Right.
We made a choice.
When we went with Potters, we, a month or so later, we decided to have them do the front because we just weren't getting the...
When you renegotiate the contract with the master, right. And you, let's say you renegotiate it and you bring it down 300 because they're not taking care of Quatrain,
right.
We don't get to deduct 300 off our bill. It's off
Land Bond
Plus,
so
it's going to be just just not a lot of money. Right.
Yeah, so I'm
it's 300, not
off the total off the total bill of the master.
Right. I thought if they were doing our work, we were going to get the credit for it.
No,
but not necessarily.
So I was going to say we should try to get them to start doing it again in November.
Yes.
Along with the pressure cleaning of the sidewalks, and they do the sprinklers up front.
I haven't seen anybody out there doing anything.
Well, we can start complaining.
That you've talked about the sprinklers.
Well, now we know when they're supposed to come.
That's why we entered that in the minutes.
There's nobody out there. Are they supposed to do the whole thing?
The
front.
I believe so.
The front.
Along the clears.
Right.
Yes.
All the way down.
I've seen them do it once.
The boxes down there.
But I mean, I walk there all the time, and I do not see clean sidewalks every night.
No.
So
definitely not.
We can start bugging them.
Yes.
Okay, then I'll tell them to start cutting it again, and then we can eventually negotiate the contract with Potters if they're doing a good job to get it back.
Yeah, but the thing is, Potters is going to be cutting it, and they're going to be cutting it.
Well,
you can't tell Potters right now they
got it. And you won't know who to blame if somebody cut something they weren't supposed to.
I think you should, when you go to your next meeting, that's when you ask them if we can get that credit. Not credit, but we just don't want to pay that $300 and just need Potters to do it. Just like you said, you're going to have two people cutting it.
Right.
You can technically cut grass too often. And then if somebody screws up, one's going to bend the other.
Okay. And at least when the whole, when Quatrain 3 is cut, then your entrance is cut at the same time. So it's a finished product.
What's the name?
Except that we liked it being cut at the same time that our inside was cut. Because then it looked uniform.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what Potters
do. Potters, right.
And then
but if we get the other people doing it, they're going to do it when they're doing Quatrain, than when they're doing the master.
Right.
So it's better if we can get the money off the $300 that we don't have to pay.
Yeah, but it's going to be divided by...
I know, it won't
be
a big...
$60.
It's, yeah, and plus, the budget's going to go up because the prices for all the contracts stayed the same last year. We didn't, but now there's going to be an increase.
And you're going to increase, and Colonnade's jumping on, so it's going to even be higher. So, so you're not, we probably won't see any savings. You're probably going to see an increase, but that $300 may help a little bit.
Yeah, we can start bugging them about. We can bug them about the pressure cleaning and the sprinklers.
Oh, definitely
upfront.
All that.
We'll start
just
doing
the cutting.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Tell them to just charge us for the twice a year that they actually do it instead of Okay, so finally we're going to leave it the way it is? And
the landscaping the way, everything would stay the same then, because theoretically.
Right, but we're going to renegotiate the contract for moving.
I'm going to, try to get 300 off.
Let's try to do that first. Let's go that route first.
And everybody put $300 off.
But we don't need to make a motion to do that, right?
No.
Because that's the master.
Right. Okay, that's it for the master. We move into new business. First item is review management report and financials.
Did everybody get a copy of the financials?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any emails, so I didn't think there were any questions.
Well, I
just
got it.
I didn't
understand. No. I have a question, though. Remember when we talked about when we voted on the pavers, we decided what we were doing, that we were going to take money out of the reserves,
right.
And we're going to put back so much each month until it's paid up?
For the pavers?
Yeah. Remember the whatever is in the operating account that's extra, we're going to pay back the reserve, and it was going to happen in like 4 months, 5 months? By fall, I think it was going to be paid back.
I remember
the discussion on that?
Right.
Are we still planning on doing that?
Oh, yeah. And,
okay.
I'm trying to think. The $20,000 came out of the reserve, mm-hmm. went into the operating. Mm-hmm. We've paid for nine. We still owe nine.
Okay.
And then each month, we'll have to see how we can break that down. But if we were, since we just took the money out, we took it out in May. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to pay, do four to get it done till by fall. What's fall? So do we have a date, or do we just say?
I think we decide it should be paid up by September or October, okay. Somewhere in there.
I'll review the minutes and see what they say.
When the bad
just
part
make sure I understand it.
Why, the 20,000, is that for the pool painters?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's already taken out?
Out of this figure, 9,000 is taken out.
Oh.
Nine still has to come out.
Oh, okay. So I think we want to keep it, what,
so
75?
That's paid back.
Right, 75.
So I just wanted to make sure we were still on pace to do that.
Right, okay. And I'll check the minutes and see when we're supposed to have it paid back by.
I think we discussed it actually at the last meeting. I believe.
April or March?
April, I have the minutes.
April. I
kind of
have a copy of your.
I have March 21st.
You know what? It wasn't because
we didn't have a meeting in April.
She's right.
No, it might have been even because I read through these minutes and I don't think it's in here.
It was the one.
It must have been January or February.
I have March.
We didn't have a meeting in April.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do we have to finish and wait until you finish everything that this is going to be discussing before we could have our?
Yes,
at the end of the meeting.
And it won't be long.
So we got to hear all this that you are going to talk?
Correct.
Right then?
Yes. We're most of the way through the agenda.
Okay.
The question of time is money.
Okay. I think everybody's time is money.
So we want to move to accept the financials as written?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The motion? Or?
And make the motion to accept the
financials.
The financials as written.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is, we already went over the board vacancy, so now we're going to go into architectural modification requests. I have a few here. I have one where the pavers were removed from Pauline's home, but Terry wasn't sure about the paint. So she wanted me to. Yes, architectural modification forms.
So they haven't done it yet?
Oh, no.
They're putting an AMF in for it.
This is repainting of.
She didn't want me to approve this. She wanted me to approve that, but not this.
Yeah, because they need to specify.
She's in Poland, and there's not enough information.
They have a permit with them, a city permit?
Let me see.
Or they're going to, or will?
Yeah. You can't even see those pictures. No, there's nothing here.
Well, then we'll sign, approve it pending proper permitting.
You have her disapprove it and say need permit from city, and need more description of what you're doing on the repainting of the front entrance.
The city won't give them a permit without a letter from us.
Right. That's what.
So we approve it depending on the
wanted to approve the first part, but not the second repaint. Right.
We don't know what she's talking about, repainting a front entrance.
Well, you can't approve and disapprove half of it, because either the signature is approval or it's disapproval.
Okay.
It's all in one.
Yes,
it's all in one.
So really, it should be, I would just do disapprove, need these on two separate AMFs. That's what I'd do.
One's favors and one's
because, right, they're two different things, and they really should have been done on two different AMFs.
All right, the next one is to paint a home. Norcy Lopez.
Yes, it is the proper color.
Okay, should we approve that? Okay, we're going to
approve this. And there are other hellos too many homes that are that
No, there's none in that cul-de-sac.
Okay.
The next one is Rita's form. She's here, so.
Okay.
And that's four.
Which one, Rita's?
Yeah.
Replacement of gate.
The gate was prior to Wilma. What we did when we got the permit from the city was include the gate. Before we did was replace the gate and the whole 138-foot fence. So now why is there a problem with the gate? That's why I sent the
The picture.
Well, that's why I sent the picture of after Wilma to show you that the gate was there.
Okay, so what's the AMF for?
The gate.
Just to say that you control the gate. No, that you say it's your right to leave the gate.
That doesn't match, right?
The gate in?
No, Sherry, the gate was there. Wilma knocked the whole fence down, including the gate.
Okay.
We repaired everything. Now the board for the committee is having a problem that it's an unauthorized gate.
Because if I remember right, you're on the canal, right?
Yes.
The top part of the gate has a fancy something or other. It needs to match the pickets. The pickets to the regular fence.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
because it doesn't match the fences.
Yeah.
The whole backyard over there, people have fences.
I don't know why that needs to be AMF. She just needs to fix the gate so that it's...
Right, well, everybody has to have an AMF, so it's all there.
Right, so that's basically, that one needs, the gate doesn't need to be replaced, the fancy part needs to be taken off.
Can I ask a question?
So I just cut the top.
Okay.
Why does that have to be cut? If it looks better, I walked that whole back. Everything there is different.
Well, it doesn't matter if it looks good, it has to match the rest of the community.
But nothing in the back matches, they have even houses without fences.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, you're allowed to...
You know, so, but they're not uniform. Like they say that they have to be uniform, they're not uniform.
We've walked that whole back and it's uniform.
Sir, I'm speaking with the committee.
He is on the...
Excuse me, actually, you're not talking, just wait, we'll address it, we'll get to you in a minute. We'll get to him in 2 minutes.
That doesn't make no sense, you know?
And what the committee should know is that the whole fence is outdated. They, everything, Abby Hoffman's, Alex Shapiro's, and mine, all done.
So this is just a copy of it.
Yeah, I sent it too.
Okay, so this one we don't need to, we can disregard, she's got the original.
Last one is mine. I'm trying to put hurricane windows up.
Windows or shutters?
Windows.
Oh, you're going to show all the windows. Okay.
So she wanted to see pictures, it's done by PGT.
Okay, all right, the hurricane...
So it's all right?
What would you call this, like, cut off?
It's decorative.
Decorative.
Decorative part of...
They're totally...
Top of picket.
Top
of picket. She knows what we're talking about.
It's on the land, there is an approved, that is the approved by alternative fence, that's fine.
Because there's other...
The lake, people on the Lake of Canal...
Where's your brochure again? Should we attach that to this? Or no?
It doesn't matter, just look at it. Yeah, just look at it, say you saw the picture.
So this is what you're doing?
Yeah, the same as the room, I guess, it looks exact same.
Always, since I've been there, you're doing it.
We're looking into it.
When I move in, I ask...
That's a good idea, though, instead of doing shutters. This is just doing a basic...
I want to take down that fence.
So this is almost disregard. Okay, so we're done with that?
Yes.
Your impact lots approved?
Sherry, you ready to move on?
Okay, that's all.
Okay.
Okay, we had one more for hurricane impact windows.
Got it.
And that was approved?
Yes.
Yes.
They look exactly like the other windows. Okay. That's it?
The only thing next on the agenda was the status of the pavers at the pool.
And they're complete.
They're complete.
Nice job.
Yeah.
We have...
Oh, my question was, and I wrote Terry an email, do we have extras in case some break?
Yes.
Do they put them in the pool?
He has them.
Cabana?
We have them when we give them the check.
And we'll give them...
Okay, how many extras are we keeping?
Well, you usually get about 10, 15 each.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Of all the different ones.
Because I'm wondering if something happens and we don't have enough, can we get that same...
What I can do is when I meet with them, I'll ask them to get us some extras.
Maybe like 25 or something, just to be on the safe side.
That's
yeah,
good.
And we'll store them in there.
Because you don't know.
So is there a question about what happens when they break?
Yeah, they
got to
come back and fine tune.
There's a question about what happens.
Well, my question was, did we keep extras for when they break?
Oh, hopefully they left.
Well, that's what my question was. We're going
to
get extras.
Just to do the final walkthrough, mm-hmm. So leave the pavers. In Ruben's room, so we can keep him back
right.
there.
That's right. A good idea.
We'll okay. get those.
I think that was the only thing I had a question about.
Okay, I expect the papers.
Okay.
So we're ready? Okay, we're at open forum.
Okay.
Who would like to go first?
I would.
Okay.
My name is Albert Adler. I live in 1965 Northwest 9th Court. I have gotten 3 notices from my house. 2 saying that I have to remove the canopy, another one talking about my paved walkway, another one speaking about, my screen porch. I have a roof, clear roof, not plexiglass, but clear roof plastic on it. That's why it's roof, okay? I've gotten three of those notices. The other one's saying that I'm going to go to court, okay? I'm a straightforward person. I've already, my attorney already called, Brock Management, the company, okay? So I came here to inform you that, one, I'm not moving anything because that's my house. You cannot tell me what to put in my house, okay? Like my lattice, I have pit bulls. I have neighbors with kids. How are you going to tell me to remove the pit bulls on my side of the fence that no one can see? Because no one can see that, okay? Because it doesn't go with what the bylaws say, okay? Is the association that you have here has to be homeowner friendly, okay? We try to make our house worth more like that. I have sat on many associations because between me and my wife, we own like 8 houses. And we've been here in plantation for 35 years. So associations are not new to me. Or going to court, putting management companies is not new to me because we change management companies all the time. Every time there's a problem, blame it on the management company. Okay? So look at my house. You have to look over my fence. Okay? I don't see why. I see umbrellas everywhere. I don't care what my neighbors put. If they can put canopies, none of my canopies are solid. None of my bricks are solid. If people need to get there, they can. We sent you a notarized, because we don't do nothing, me and my wife. We sent you a notarized letter to the management company that was there, okay, informing them of everything that we were going to do even before we moved there, okay? We're not staying there. We're there while they built our house there, okay? So we're not going to be here another year or 2 years, but we will be your neighbors, okay? And what we don't want is for you to abuse us. Like tell us we can't put sheds, I have grandchildren. What do you mean I can't put a plaything over the fence? My grandchildren ain't midgets. They don't make them that lower. You understand? You have a lot of things that are just outdated, and if they're outdated, give them more. You gotta change that.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Do you have copies of the
papers?
I know
you have everything.
When you moved in, were you provided with the documents? Did you read them?
Yes, we did.
Did you see that anything you do, you have to ask for an ARM first?
You have to ask permission.
Then why didn't you?
Now, see, when you say why didn't I, what's an ARM?
The AMF.
Or the form that we get from
the management. and you fill out.
Well, we didn't get anything from the
No, you have to request the
form. Well, we got something was from the city. We got the permits.
Wonderful. We got the design. Wonderful.
You know, the big, because they don't show each individual lot here.
You're not supposed
they
to
show
get
a big. But here's
you're
the thing
supposed
I want
to be
that's not my point
first,
here, but this is what I'm trying to say.
This is not a problem. This is not a problem.
Let's hear your point.
My bottom line is that I don't think you can tell me what I can put in my house.
Not inside.
My screen is, my lattice is inside my house. It's inside my porch. Inside where I have a screen where my wife walks around naked because I have shutters. Okay? We have shutters. We have privacy right there. This is how we are. I don't want to, I walk from my bedroom to my porch because my porch is sealed with blinds. Okay? You can't tell me to take my blinds down.
You mean like a... It's a
wire, it's a wood lattice. No, it's a plastic rubber thing that goes on the
porch.
And it's not everywhere. It's only reinforced in the corners where my dogs might be able to dig.
Yeah.
Right? I can't tell my neighbor, I'm sorry my dog bit your baby.
No, obviously you
know?
Want to
all
reinforce
right?
your fence.
Just because I need to follow a certain bylaw.
On the roof of your enclosure, you want to keep the rain off, correct?
I keep the rain off.
Okay. There is something that you can put, your neighbors do have it, that looks just like netting, but it keeps the rain off.
But it doesn't. And my neighbor next door to me has it, and it doesn't. And I have over $60,000 in statues in my house, on my patio, okay? And I have the same thing in my backyard. I'm not going to remove anything. If we have to go to court, ma'am, my name's Albert Allers. What I don't appreciate and what I really came here to say is I don't see how you can use our money to take us to court because you might be a little upset about things that we do.
Because you
we don't live in a concentration camp. We don't live in a concentration camp. You don't need to police us.
You know, right there. You've always laid it out. Now you come here just to tell us and then leave or you want us to address it? Because if you want us to address it, then you need to be quiet so we can address your point.
I'm quiet.
Okay. Now, first of all, Vivian said that one of your other neighbors had something on her roof and she, or a lattice, and she was given a violation, and she removed it. Mm-hmm. Now, if there is, you're saying this is inside your porch, and the purpose is to keep your dogs from going through the fence, from going through the, okay,
through the
screen. Now, do we have something, guard like that? Because that's actually a good point. But I'm wondering, do we have, because that's something we might need to bring up, we might need to have an approval for that purpose, for, you know, because there are other people who have dogs that might push right through a screen. So, but this lattice is apparently not approved, so we have to come up with a better compromise that will satisfy everybody, satisfy you, keep your dog from pushing through your screen, and that's approved by the court.
Listen, what I got came from the Humane Society. Listen, that's the only thing that the dogs can't bite through, because that's rubber and plastic. Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me. They sell, I don't have a dog at present, but I had dogs all the time I was in New York. They sell a dog guard gate. It fits right, it's metal, it screws right into your screen door, it will screw into any patio door, and it keeps them from going out, and it's metal. You can buy it 4-foot height, 6-foot height, 8-foot height.
And it looks like
they
green.
Sell it.
But is it only for doors?
I don't need that. I need something like this.
He needs it for the...
Is it 60 feet long, which is what my
you're talking about your fence.
60 feet?
Are you talking about your fence?
No.
He's talking about the screen.
The screen
enclosure.
Yeah,
all
the screen patio. It goes around 60 feet. Like that. You didn't know that.
No, the outside, there's no fence on that house. It looks straight out on the canal. It's a screened-in patio. And the patio, of course, that netting is thin, and the pitbulls could go through it. This is a very valid concern.
Sir, is it not 4-foot animals in your screening
No, it has to go in...
This way. This way.
No, it has to be
down here.
Like that. And I do...
He just wants it a certain height all the way across.
Like, it'll be like...
So they don't go through the screen.
We definitely have to come to that, because it's a safety issue.
Right, we need something that's approved.
Well, we can discuss that.
Is it white? Is that...
It's white. That's the problem.
You can't see, it's in my, you can't see it.
It's inside it.
Not outside.
No, you can see it.
You can't see nothing.
You can see it when you walk by it now.
And it's below the fence?
I have, you know, we're...
He doesn't have a fence, so you see the white line.
We have too many things outside our house and in our porch, to make it easy for someone to rob us. I was robbed before, they went through my roof, cut through my screen on the roof, went into my house, messed me up, I came out in the papers and everything. Now I take every precaution that I need, okay? Like that.
But can you paint the lattice bronze color?
I can paint the lattice any color, I don't mind that.
Because if it blends more...
And then my floor, I spent 15 grand in my house.
Hold on, let's deal with one issue at a time. If you've got lattice and the lattice is white and that's what is making it noticeable, if you painted it a bronze color and it matched the fencing...
Well, no, you can't see the lattice.
You can see the lattice, or else we wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah.
No, but I removed that lattice.
Right, or you wouldn't have gotten a violation.
The lattice that you saw was outside, because I had it doubled.
Yes.
I removed that lattice. So you don't have that lattice inside.
When did you remove it?
When I cut the part of it, because they always...
What date?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Was it after?
I didn't cut it.
Well, it would have been after...
It was after I got the letter.
Okay.
Right there.
All right.
And then,
so we will look at it.
We'll look at it. We'll look at it.
Might be fun.
That might be it. That's one thing.
My dogs are good, but they're still...
They need... Your concern is very valid.
I did not realize that you didn't have a fence, so that's good. Okay, so we might have that one taken care of. Ooh, that's good.
The screen, the plastic that you have on top of your screen enclosure, they do sell a screen, and it fits. They take the screen off. No, I have it.
I have it, it works.
And you don't get rain?
No.
Not a drop.
If it's installed properly, you do not get a drop of rain. You can be out.
Give me the installers that you have.
I'd be happy to. They
what's the name of this stuff?
It's
I don't know what it's called, but we've had it for like 6 years and not a drop.
The last thing, the pavers are no problem. Many people have them. You just have to put in an, even after the fact.
Yes.
Put in a request. You say you provide the permit. You say you already have it.
All that we have.
Well, but you have to provide it.
Okay.
And then it will be approved, and that will be no
and
problem.
How can I get that?
We have copies here.
Okay.
You just have to fill this out. Wait, this part.
Is there a happy ending?
Yes.
Well, that's
my problem.
Now, what's the problem with my cannabis?
I don't know. Yes, you're not the only one. That's the only issue.
Yeah, we have several people.
What's wrong with cannabis?
It's the documents. What's wrong with them?
Cannabis?
Yes.
We need to market.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak?
Are we talking about the same thing? I'm talking about that you buy in, you know, home.
Four corners.
And you just open them up.
Right, and they're there all the time. But they're there all the time.
Yeah. But if they're not permanent, they can't be...
Well, the only way they can be permitted is they're nailed down.
Right.
Okay?
But people use it for functions. If you're using it for functions...
No, wait a minute. Here's the thing. You can't decide how long a person can keep a canopy up.
Well, they can.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it becomes permanent.
Then at least we have one issue to go to court.
Well, it's kind of like if somebody wants to have a bounce house in their backyard and we decide to leave the bounce house up. A bounce house, you know, like the little kids.
Well, but you know, it's there. I really don't see that. I've always been a believer that, you know, anything that we can do to make our community better and make our kids happy, let's go with it. You know,
all right.
But it's a matter of opinion.
But
I couldn't see how a bounce house could get you a fence, sir. How can you explain
that?
No. But the point is, though, it's written in the documents, and we have to uphold the documents. Okay. That's our job. That's why we sit
you.
Here.
I'm here attacking your documents. Don't
They're your documents.
Well, see, that's why I'm a firm believer. If it's not right, let's change it. What's the process to change? So I know it's easy because I'm already working on it and getting the proxy votes. Okay? I'm already working on seeing if we could have the board look at, you know, the bylaws. And those that need to amend it, that's why we have a provision to amend it.
If we, what's it, 60
right. The board can't.
There's not 86 proxy
votes. The board cannot change things. Right. The homeowners have to
change. Yeah, I said.
Two-thirds.
I can get 86 proxies, ma'am. Yes. Okay?
If everybody wants it,
we will have, but let us make it clear what we're talking about here. Your canopy's beautiful.
Yeah, my canopy.
Your canopy and the two neighbors have brand new canopies.
My canopy is
excuse me.
Okay?
It is new.
I have all my statues there.
Your canopy, yours and your neighbors, your canopies are new. They're in excellent condition. This is their first season. But if you change the documents to approve canopies, canopies are canopies. Yeah. That means everybody can have a canopy in whatever condition, and we can't say anything about it.
No,
is that what you want to see?
No, ma'am. You just said that.
In bad condition or not.
You said anyone can have a canopy in any condition. So when you write the law, you specifically put the condition that the canopy has to be.
It can't have mold. It can't be torn.
You know,
it has to be in newer condition.
You don't want a canopy that's broken.
And they all have to be uniform color, something like that.
Right. You're opening a can of wine,
let's take this.
Why don't people remove the umbrellas?
You know what, it's very simple. If you want to live, and if you want to live like that, you move to Davie. You can drive your car on the front lawn.
You can put your washing machine out front.
You can do whatever you want. Until that time, excuse me.
No, no, you excuse me.
Until that time, you follow the document.
If you don't like what I'm saying, all right.
I have no problem with what you're saying.
Why did you move into an HOA?
Let's bring it back, please.
It's right there in English, plain English.
It doesn't matter. That's why things are there to change them. Okay? But you don't get
86 votes, and then you have out.
Okay, yeah. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your nasty little remark about me moving.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. You said it. I don't like it.
If you want to live in Davie.
Okay, we need to move on. Is there anybody else? We need to move on. He wants to speak. He wants to speak. Just, we're done with that.
I have just a question. Last year, I applied for a permit for my car being shut up. I didn't do it. Do I need to take another permit from you guys?
You mean the architectural permit form? You still have it on file.
I don't know if I have it or not.
Just take this and fill it out just to be on the same side.
I haven't seen the city permit anyhow because my permit expired in the UK.
We need to have a new one of those to bring to them. Because they turned down the permit without the AMS.
Is there anybody else who wants to speak?
Anybody?
I have one thing. I need to bring up something. Well, a homeowner came up to me before the meeting and said the trees along the back canal need to be trimmed. I think they mentioned that they feel the trees weren't trimmed.
In between the canal and the lake?
I believe so.
Those?
They just said the trees along the back homes.
By
the tree trimmers. Yeah.
Right, they weren't.
I'm going to say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Did you get the AMS?
You got the AMS?
Okay.
Okay.
Get that
circle
and you're done with that.
99.65.
Yeah, that's correct. So what's the status? They're not going to trim the trees along the canal, along the back, is what they said.
Isn't he by you?
By the jungle gym?
Yeah, those ficus trees, the ones that are all broken off. And
I don't think they were trimmed.
They weren't touched.
Are they part of the package?
I think that the only thing that was part of the trimming package was the trees in the front of the property, you know, each individual property along Cleary Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And anybody who wanted to, they could notify potters to have them cut in the back. Right. But I don't think that they were trimming anything else.
But those are our trees. I mean, those are halfway down trees. We have to take care of them.
I'll ask her.
We asked them to take the dead branches out of the canal. They didn't. The water was really low. It would have been easy. They didn't touch them.
No, they, I was told they did.
I looked, but
no, because we walk every day and they're still there.
I thought,
they said, oh yeah, they were gonna.
Canal and lake, right?
Or canal. There were, the water was really low at that time. Yeah.
I thought Terry told me that they were removed.
Right below the train. So it's going to be removed. I mean,
have you looked?
I looked before the water started rising, and they were. But the tree trimmers were long gone when I looked.
That's true.
And those ficus trees that are all that lost all their limbs that I think we're going to have to change out eventually, right? They were not touched.
Okay, so the ficus, and that's along the jungle gym.
Right.
Just on the
like halfway down is ours. Till it beats quatrain four, and then they have half too.
Okay. And then I could have sworn that Terry told me the branches came out.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, so I mean we'll take a look.
Yeah, double check with them. But it doesn't look like they did anything. It really doesn't on the lake back there.
That's potters, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I also have another thing to bring up about that potters. The neighbor next to me that moved out, not the pool house, but the
other side.
Yeah, you bring that up here. On the other side, there's a chefwara in front that is really a mess.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
One of it broke off, and the roof system's going under my house. And anyway, the realtor said the company was okay with having it removed. It was $150. I already talked to Grant. And she and I are going to share the cost, or that company and I are going to share the cost. I haven't been able to get, I haven't gotten a call back from Grant. Do you know if they're around? When they're going?
They're coming tomorrow.
Okay.
And Nina was out of town. I spoke with her today.
Okay.
So, because there was a couple other requests that we had submitted to them, you know, via fax, that she told me that they would take care of tomorrow.
Okay, great. Now, do they want payment up front?
No.
Okay.
No.
He can bill us.
Right. So give me the, do you know the address?
882. Northwest 29th Avenue.
882?
882.
882 Northwest
9th. What's the address of the blue house? 874.
What was that address again?
882 Northwest 99th Avenue.
Okay, and that's where the chefler is.
That's what Keith told me. You do? Yes.
Okay, now I have a question too.
And I would like to put a small tree in their backyard. They need one, and we don't want one in the front yard there. Because right now there's a huge jungle limbo that likes to be able to.
Well, it'll grow like a weed in here.
Right, and so we'll replace it with like a crepe myrtle or something in the backyard.
Did you get a permit then already from the city? Or?
Who's getting the permit? Is Grant getting the permit?
Grant put it on the tree removal permit for quatrain three. He said that he could just add it to the permit that we have for these trees.
Okay.
Well, think about a chefwara tree. If you don't take it out, that thing will come back. You can cut it right down to the ground.
Yeah.
That thing will come right back.
Come back. Unless you just keep
stronger.
It
the more you cut it, the stronger it gets. Damnest thing you ever seen. So you got to have to grind it out of there. You got to stump that.
Yeah. He knows about it. I'm assuming he knows about it.
Because that will come back.
We'll check with him tomorrow.
It'll come right
find
back.
Out.
Okay. All right.
Okay, now, I got a question. The house behind me, and that's next to Sherry, 874. It's a bluish-gray house.
Mm-hmm. It's in foreclosure?
No one's cutting the line. And it is up to my knees. And it's coming through my fence, and I've seen rats going along my fence. What can we do about that?
We'll have potters cut it tomorrow. And
can we have them do that?
Yeah.
That would be great.
But and it's in foreclosure?
It's in foreclosure. The bank
is closed.
It also has a black roof.
So we can.
What do we do?
I wouldn't do anything with the roof. I wouldn't do it on the structure of the house.
Is it on there so it won't pass the estoppel when they sell it? Then they'll have to clean it?
Yeah, but it's in foreclosure.
Right, but
it'll go for sale at the courthouse steps. There is no estoppel.
Oh, great.
So the new owners will discover it.
Right, and the new owners will have to take responsibility. I mean, it's like a
buyer's
beware.
It's in foreclosure.
It's going to be a while.
They buy the house and all the problems with it.
Right,
okay, including how much they owe.
Okay, they know that up front.
Only if there's money.
Their bid, yeah.
Okay.
They're the over $600 in arrears.
Yeah, but we won't get that. It's in foreclosure, so unless
we're gonna lose out.
If the house sells for $100,000 and there's only $90,000 on the
mortgage,
and there's $10,000 to play with, then they have to pay the association.
Right, but
with today's market,
it's almost definitely going to sell for less than the mortgage, so the bank is going to get
it. The mortgage is relatively new on that house, I think.
Because the woman only lived there probably, what, 6-9 months?
They probably bought it with no money down. There's probably no equity in it, and they're walking, and so.
Mm-hmm. Those damn realtors and mortgage guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 874.
Right, so we'll have him cut the backyard and the front.
And that's Northwest 99. Yes, please.
So 874 Northwest 99th Ave.
So the potter's going to go in and then
they'll clean it up.
What about the one in the
Which
corner?
We'll have to pay them. JP, did he return the deposit? We gave a deposit for JP to work on the pool. And he was going to be minus the work that he did to discover that he couldn't do it, and then there's a deposit that needs to come back.
I don't know. I can check my office.
Would you?
So JP. It's on the corner. I never walked by there, but I have a million.
I remember the conversation where he bought like four different kinds of paint, but it was just a small amount of paint, and that he was not going to do it, and that he was going to return the deposit.
Because there's a deposit minus the time he took.
So I'll find out. I don't know if he sent it in or not.
They're paying the whole debt? Right.
Right, because we originally contracted with him.
Oh, you mean the sample one?
No, we were talking about JP was going to fix the pool deck, and then he discovered that the problem was much greater than he wanted to, but we had paid him a considerable deposit towards that work.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. At the annual meeting, we told the homeowner if they wanted to remove a tree, all they had to do was get a permit, and we'd pay to have it removed since the roots were coming up.
Mm-hmm. So it was a safety issue.
So what is the board's stance? Because I've heard that we're not supposed to pay to have trees removed.
It depends, in this hurricane, it's a shuffalera. Why is she paying to remove it?
She's paying to remove hers.
We have a contract to do that.
Because at the annual meeting, it was said, we would pay.
Somebody brought that up.
Because
it was a safety issue, because the roots were above the ground.
In this case, it's not a safety
issue. And it was
issue.
In the common.
So, what, are we going to? Are we saying that if it's a safety issue, then the board pays, otherwise the homeowner is supposed to?
Is it going under your water? Is it wrapping around your water pipe? Something like that.
In our case, it's not going under the water pipe, but it is going under.
It's a nuisance tree. I mean, if it causes leaves to fall on the ground, then you can slip and fall. Is what the case is here.
Then we'll pay to remove the leaves.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. $10, I'll grab a broom.
Then one more item is the pressure cleaning of our sidewalks. When they look,
they're rusty.
They're dirty.
So black olive.
Yeah, the black olive tree.
Black olive.
So
when was the next time that's supposed to happen? Because we were going to do it. We did it once, and we didn't.
I don't think we're due till fall.
Yeah.
You usually wouldn't do it during the summer because
I think we should do it. You
have to wait for those black olives to stop doing their sapling thing.
When does that happen?
I don't know. We'll have to have them look at it.
At least get olives.
You know what you can tell? Because it's this color of the fences, too. The fences, and the fences are white again.
Right, our fences are dirty, too.
Believe it or not, you can't.
Those black olives are awful.
Let you remove them. They are the worst trees you could ever imagine. Even if you tell them, can I cut it down and put two trees in space?
They won't let you remove them unless they die.
Well, except at the board. Well, we heard that if a homeowner
so they have to die.
There's
always a solution.
So can we find out? Since we used them before, it should just be a matter
of
how much it would cost.
Of course,
you're
a bottle of antifreeze. That's all.
Weed killer.
A whole bunch. Highlands, I think. It's in the minutes.
Look at where.
5 gallon bottle.
It was once, and they didn't use chlorine because they were using a rubbing chemical.
So long,
right.
You didn't have anything to do. No.
I still think that it was an exciting meeting.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for coming. Do we have anyone else?
What kind of stuff is set out is doable also in all low form. You got a little less form.
You do have it?
Okay.
Okay, are we, anyone else? No?
No.
Do I have a motion? Do I have a motion?
I move to adjourn the meeting.
It's 8:06.
I second.
We have a second? All in favor?
Nice meeting.
Aye.
It's, meeting's adjourned.
I hate to care, but.
Okay.
You know what? You can't have those in Dade County, right? They're forbidden.
Too many motions.
But out in Broward County, let you have them. I don't have that. Yes.
That's your wife.
Yeah.